The scripture reading this morning comes from the 21st chapter of the Gospel of John. John chapter 21, verses 1 through 19. Later, Jesus himself appeared again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. This is how it happened. Simon Peter, Thomas, called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two other disciples were together. Simon Peter told them, "I'm going fishing." They said, "We'll go with you." They set out in a boat, but throughout the night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples didn't recognize it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" They said, "No." He said, "Cast your net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they did, and there were so many fish that they couldn't haul in the net. The disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It's the Lord." When Simon Peter heard it was the Lord, he wrapped a coat around himself, for he was naked, and jumped into the water. The other disciples followed in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they weren't far from the shore, only about 100 yards away. When they landed, they saw a fire with fish on it and some bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you've caught." Simon Peter got up and pulled the nets to shore. It was full of large fish, 153 of them. Yet the net hadn't torn, even with so many fish. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." None of the disciples could bring themselves to ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, took the bread, and gave it to them. He did the same with the fish. This was now the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. When they finished eating, Jesus asked Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon replied, "Yes, Lord, you know I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." Jesus asked a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon replied, "Yes, Lord, you know I love you." Jesus said to him, "Take care of my sheep." He asked a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was sad that Jesus asked him a third time, "Do you love me?" He replied, "Lord, you know everything. You know I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. I assure you that when you were younger, you tied your own belt and walked around wherever you wanted. When you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and another will tie your belt and will lead you where you don't want to go." He said this to show the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. After saying this, Jesus said to Peter, "Follow me." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Maybe it's your idea of a good time, but shopping is not my thing. I'm not sure there would be food to eat or clothes to wear at my house if my wife dislikes shopping as much as I do. Maybe she dislikes it too, but at least she's good at it. I'm not. To make it easy for me, Diane often makes a list. That's a start, right? At least I know what I'm looking for. Well, if the items are familiar in the first place. Recently, I was sent on a shopping trip for stuff I never use. Having mercy on me, Diane gave me my list in a different format. She took pictures of everything I was supposed to get and texted them to my phone. That gave me confidence until I got to the store. Once inside, looking at thousands of square feet of stuff, I realized I had no idea where to find any of those pictured items on my shopping list. They could be anywhere. After standing there for a few minutes, wondering if maybe there was an app on my phone that would link the pictures to my GPS and somehow guide me to find the items in the store, anxiety began to get the better of me. As I turned toward the door, while I thought I might still be able to find my car, I nearly bumped into a cheerful store employee who asked me if I needed assistance. How could she tell? Unable to even speak, I showed her the first picture on my phone. "Follow me," was all she had to say. I was so relieved that as soon as I had successfully placed the first item in one of those cart things, I showed her the next picture, and so on, until the whole list of pictures were in my cart. Relieved, I snapped a quick picture of the stuff laying in my cart and texted it to Diane. Sometimes it just takes a little help to find what you're looking for. Sometimes we need to have a voice that says to us, "Follow me." It's one thing if you're at Target or Walmart, John, but what if you are looking for the living Lord? What if you desperately need assurance of a divine presence with you in a real everyday life experience? The Gospels can assure us that He is risen. But unless we know where we can find Him, what difference does it make? He could be anywhere, right? Happily, the Gospels tell us not only that He is risen, but show us some of the ordinary places others have encountered Him, places where we can see Him for ourselves. The Gospel reading today finds the apostles, fishermen, standing in a boat in the middle of the sea. There they stand, looking for fish, like your pastor looking for hair mousse. Kenny, what even is that? They were about to find the fish they were looking for, but they were also about to find much more than fish awaiting them on the seashore. After pulling an all-nighter, they were about to encounter the presence of the living Lord right there, right then. Jesus, the one who had said to each of them, and who was about to say to them again, "Follow me," was about to show them and us where we can see the risen Lord for ourselves. The first thing to notice in the scripture passage is that the apostles didn't even know they were looking for Jesus. They thought they were looking for fish, not Jesus. But it seems that Jesus was looking for them. In the midst of their fatigue, failure, and frustration, Jesus finds them. Jesus always finds us whenever we need to be found. In the midst of our own struggles, our own hunger, Jesus comes to us. But even when He comes to us, it's not always easy to see that it's the risen Lord. It's not always easy to see the risen Lord for ourselves. Jesus calls the tired fishermen, "Have you any fish?" Having responded with a discouraged no, Jesus speaks a word of comforting encouragement. "Cast the net on the other side of the boat." I guess they thought it was worth a try. After all, this guy already had his catch cooking on the fire. We have all been there, ready to call it quits, ready to cut our losses and try again later. Maybe. We have all heard encouraging words spoken to us, sometimes very deliberately and other times just in passing. "Don't give up. Keep trying. You can do this." Whatever we need to hear, spoken at just the time we need to hear it, spoken to empower us just enough for one more cast of our nets into the waters of our own doubt and defeat. Who said that? Some nice guy we don't even know? Someone who loves us and believes in us much more than we believe, or they even believe in what they're telling us about how everything is going to be all right? No. The words may be coming from their mouths, but know this. It is the Lord. It is the voice of the risen Lord who speaks to us when those words of comfort and encouragement are heard. This is where the apostles saw the living Lord, and it is still where we, struggling believers, can see Him for ourselves. in words of encouragement spoken to us whenever we need to hear them. Well, the apostles thought it was just some nice guy who had spoken words of encouragement to them. They soon realized it was the risen Lord. How? How did they recognize him? They recognized a living Lord in the presence of mystery and abundance. After fishing all night and catching nothing, these professional fishermen all of a sudden landed an amazing catch. 153 fish. Mystery. Abundance. Something smelled familiarly fishy about all of this. It was just like another time that the master had told them to let down their nets for a catch after an unsuccessful night of fishing. Suddenly, they realized, it is the Lord. We too have been often surprised by mystery and abundance. We are left basking in the joy of the moment, scratching our heads, wondering how in the world this ever could have happened, counting and recounting our own mystery fish that swell our nets in abundance. But do we realize in that moment of abundance and mystery that it is the Lord? It seems to me that each time we sit down to a meal and offer thanks for our food, each time we experience a joy of unexpected abundance, each time we have seen things somehow work out, that we need to be reminded, it is the Lord. The apostles make their way to the shore, and Jesus invites them to bring some of the fish they've caught together around the warmth of his fire and have breakfast with him. The tired, hungry, and now joyous apostles are taken into fellowship with Christ. This, too, was a place that had a familiar feel for them. How many times before had they gathered around a fire and taken bread and fish from his hand? In fact, this whole event seems to be the risen Lord saying to his followers, I'm still here. I'm still with you. Indeed, they knew it was the Lord. Whenever we take one another into the warmth of fellowship, whenever we break bread with one another, it should open our eyes to the unseen guest in the midst of such intimate gatherings. There, we can see the risen Lord for ourselves. Where do we even begin to look for the living Lord? Tony Robinson, writing in a UCC daily devotion, once said, "My experience of God is almost never that of finding God, no matter how anxiously I search, no matter how many books I consult. It is almost always that God finds me, surprises me in some weird way, was there all along, and then winks, as if to say, gotcha." The apostles would agree. Whenever words of encouragement are spoken to you, whenever mystery overcomes you, when you are invited into the warmth of inclusive fellowship, see the wink yourself and know it is the Lord. But we are the church. Not only are we to know and see for ourselves the presence of the living Lord, we are called to share and proclaim that presence to shoppers who may not even know what they're looking for, much less where to find it. Shoppers so overwhelmed that they can only point to the confusing words on the page of Scripture, He lives. Simply and cheerfully, we are to speak the words, follow me, offering sincere and much-needed encouragement, offering an open and unconditional invitation into warm fellowship. Let us share from an abundance of mystery and say to their tired, bewildered ears, see for yourself, it is the Lord. Amen.